Amy Eddings is a reporter with member station WNYC in New York City, and she's on the streets of New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's going on at this hour?
Well, I'm about several blocks east of where the World Trade Center towers once stood. It's heavily cordoned off, very difficult for press to get over to the area where they are picking through debris, heavy trucks and equipment and teams of people with pickaxes and shovels have been moving toward that area all night long. It's unclear how far they've gotten in terms of picking through the debris. I spoke with one gentleman who has a scanner in his apartment building, and he says he's been listening to it all night long and listening to 911 calls coming from people's cell phones. He said he's been hearing phone calls from people who are trapped in the sub-basement of the World Trade Towers and trapped in the debris and are still alive and trying to get police officers to find their way to them.
So any idea of what success they're having in getting through some of that debris?
Again, it's not clear, Bob. I'm not in a situation where I can see how much they pick through what is being called a pile. I'm several blocks away. The sound that you hear behind me is the sound of generators. Many of the buildings around here have had their electricity and their water shut off, and they are running some of the city buildings on generators. So, again, it's unclear how much they pick through the debris at the actual site.
Are any more buildings in danger from structural damage and the like?
Again, it's unclear. I know that several buildings collapsed beside the World Trade Towers, as many of the buildings in the World Trade Center complex, 4 World Trade Center, 7 World Trade Center, also collapsed late yesterday. I know the subways are running through lower Manhattan, so there is some sense that there's stability there for the trains to be running underneath these buildings. Again, they're not allowing the subways to stop and allow passengers to embark from those points in lower Manhattan. It's completely sealed off. So I would expect there's some sense of structural safety since they're allowing the trains to run.
Any word on the number of casualties?
Well, no, there's no definitive count, of course. We've got fire officials speaking of as many as 300 men who are dead or missing. I spoke with one fireman here who was preparing to go back to work. He was taking his children to school when he saw the blast and watched his engine company go past him speeding towards the fire, and he broke into tears, Bob. He said only one gentleman has made his way back from his engine company. I'm here at NYU Beekman Hospital in downtown Manhattan. They claim they saw about 250 to 300 severely injured or walking wounded through the night.
What is the mood? You have workers going back to their Wall Street offices this morning.
Well, I haven't run into any Wall Streeters who've been able to make their way back in. Again, the bridges and tunnels into Manhattan have been completely sealed off. You can get out, but you can't get back in. I have run into some people who live down here in apartment buildings in lower Manhattan who are trying to get to work in some uptown offices, finding it difficult because there's only police and emergency vehicles that are allowed here. So I ran into one gentleman who at 6 o'clock in the morning was starting out to walk about 50 or 60 blocks uptown to his elevator repair job at Rockefeller Center because, again, he can't get on a subway, he can't hail a cab. The mood is very somber. People are very fatigued and weary and sad, a tremendous sadness here.
Amy Eddings is a reporter with member station WNYC in New York City.